Hi, I'm Reese, the owner of Tech Games website at http://thewelshboyo.myhosting247.com. This is a Tech Games podcast, which will be a daily podcast with news about technology and, you guessed it, games. So enjoy this, the very first episode. Hello, and welcome to Tech Games Podcast. Coming up in the first ever episode, we have news about a Windows Mojave experiment, rumours of a product Red iPhone, Ubisoft confirms Red Steel 2, MacBook Touch rumours, and news about Intel Atom-based devices. First off, before we start the news, I would like to say a huge thank you to Mark Blasco of PodcastThemes.com for allowing me to use one of his theme tunes for my podcast. Let's kick off the news with details of an experiment by Microsoft surrounding a new Microsoft operating system. Microsoft invited over 120 computer users, including Mac, Linux, Windows XP, and Windows 2000 users. The attendees, or subjects as Microsoft called them, got a live 10-minute demo of the next Microsoft OS, codenamed Mojave, but it was in fact Vista. 90% of the users gave positive feedback about what they saw. One user exclaimed, "Oh wow," which is exactly what Microsoft wanted people saying about Vista when it launched over 18 months ago. Instead, when Vista did launch, it was criticised for incompatibility problems and received mixed reviews. Next up, we have rumours of a product Red iPhone 3G in time for Christmas from iPhoneSaviour.com. Although this website is satirical, so I think this rumour should be taken with a pinch of salt. Ubisoft has confirmed that Red Steel 2 is in development, although there is no surprise there. The sequel to the heavily criticised Red Steel has been in development for many months now. The original Red Steel, which was a Wii launch title, had issues such as glitches and a slow and clunky control scheme. But Alain Corr, executive director of Ubisoft, made specific mention to Nintendo's recently announced add-on for the Wiimote, Motion Plus, which allows one-to-one motion control. He noted that Red Steel 2 will appreciate the new device and the possibility of one-to-one control helping Ubisoft, quote, be even more precise in what we do with the product, unquote. Although he stopped short of confirming Red Steel 2 as a Wii exclusive. News of Intel Atom-based devices is up next. For those of you who don't know what Intel Atom is, it's a new, low-power processor, and as the name suggests, it is very small. Toshiba has revealed a prototype Intel Atom-based device. The prototype is similar to the ultra-mobile PCs that never caught on. It uses a 64GB solid-state drive and includes GPS and a touchscreen. Intel is expected to be releasing a 1.6GHz dual-core version of its Atom processor in late September. And finally, the last news item for this Tech Games podcast. Rumours of a MacBook Touch have been surfacing for a while now, but with Apple's recent quarterly financial results conference call revealing that a new product would be launching around September, Mac rumour websites have been screaming MacBook Touch. It's very possible, as fairly recently, there was the introduction of the MacBook Pro with a multi-touch trackpad. And Apple's multi-touch patent library has depicted multi-touch control panels intended for use in Mac OS X, not just iPhone OS. One variation on this rumour, by Seth Weintraub, is a glass touchpad 14 or 15.6-inch MacBook. Apple is also rumoured to be adopting Intel Atom processors for multiple products in 2008. Whether these multiple products include the MacBook Touch or another tablet-like product is currently unknown. Well, I hope you enjoyed the show. Please leave comments in iTunes or the website at http://thewelshboyo.myhosting247.com. Thanks for listening.